The first tourists. Tourism was slow to arrive. One of the first important visits occurred in 1791, when the Duke of Kent, father of the future Queen Victoria of England, stayed at the only building in the area, a small wooden hut. The first groups of tourists began arriving during the mid-1800s. The falls continued to attract important guests, such as Jerome Bonaparte, brother of the famous Napoleon. He came from New Orleans on his honeymoon. From that moment on, Niagara Falls became a popular destination for couples on their honeymoon. Everyone except me! Just before our plane landed, the captain made an announcement. Attention, rodents. We are now passing over the famouse Niagara Falls. Take a look out your window if you would like to see a truly spectacular view of the falls, he advised. Everyone wanted to see the falls. Everyone leaped to the window. Everyone saw the spectacular view. Except me, except me, except me, except me, except me! I was being suffocated by a throng of screaming, jumping mouselets. They had pressed themselves up against my window. I couldn't move. I couldn't breathe. I couldn't see a thing. Finally, the plane landed. We were in Toronto, Canada. From there, we climbed on a bus. We rode on the bus for about an hour and a half. Then, we arrived at the falls. As we pulled up, the driver made an announcement.
We have now reached the famous Niagara Falls. Look out your window if you would like to see a truly spectacular view of the falls, he said.
Everyone wanted to see the falls. Everyone leaped to the window. Everyone saw the spectacular view. Except me, except me, except me, except me, except me. A throng of screaming mouselets was crawling all over me. They plastered themselves up against my window. I couldn't move. I couldn't breathe. I couldn't see a thing. The bus stopped. I got off. The roaring sound of the falls was incredible. I tried to take a picture. Everyone wanted to take a picture of the falls. Everyone got his or her camera ready. Everyone snapped away at the falls. Except me. Oh, if only I could get away from those screaming mouselets. They were all over me. I couldn't move. I couldn't breathe. I couldn't see a thing. The bus took us to the city of Niagara Falls on the lake. It was already dark.